Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 200 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 300 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 400 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 500 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 600 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 00 700 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
KAKCI, this is KEHZOB. Are you on air there, Jeff? Over. Kilo A, Kilo Charlie India, this is Kilo Echo Zulu Oscar Bravo, CNF, you on air, over.
Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Freeze warning. Flood warning. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Flood warning.
KA9SXH.
Flood warning.
NATVE, this is NATWEG.
NATWEG, NATVE, morning Jeremy, how they hanging?
Morning Dave, I heard you out here a minute ago, I just couldn't get to you right away.
Yeah, it's warming up and the sun's out, so things are looking up.
Well, I thought summer was over and we were going back to winter.
Yeah, it seemed that way. They said it was supposed to get down to 25 last night, but the coldest it got here, let me say it properly, was 27, but that was cold enough. It had to put in a couple of storm windows back in to keep the cold air outside.
Yeah, I got one right here in this room. I wish I'd left covered for a little bit longer, but it was time. I needed some fresh air in this room.
So what do you got going on today?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to warm up enough to where I feel like going outside in that cold. Everything that guy's do is outside.
Yep, I got a bunch of that stuff to do out there, too. I got a start on it, and then, the weather has been inconsistent. You got to give me a moment, will you? My cat's letting me know he's going to hurl.
Oh, yeah, go get that taken care of, N-A-W-E-G.
N-A-W-E-G, N-A-P-V-E.
N-A-W-E-G.
Got a cat that's on antibiotics, and if I feed him after I give him his medicine, sometimes there is a problem. And today there was a problem, so it's I don't like it, but he's an old cat, 15 years old, and it plus he's on special food. Cost me $60 a month for food for the cat, and it he's high maintenance. Anything going on 10 meters this morning?
I don't know. I got that noise in here, and I can't hear nothing.
What about the power supply noise you took care of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was just a temporary thing. I was playing around with that amplifier, and the power supply was sitting right here on the desk, so yeah, it was going to get picked up. But yeah, I unhooked that and hooked that amplifier to my main power supply.
All right. Well, hopefully here in a day or two that noise goes away and things get back to normal. What'd you say the noise was, S9 or S7?
In the cold weather for some reason.
What was the signal strength on the noise?
Oh, right now I got 9 S units. So yeah, if you're not my neighbor, I'm not going to hear you.
Well, I guess the only person you get to talk to is Stormy, huh?
Yeah, he'd be about the one, maybe Jim, no, I don't hear Jim through the noise. Yeah, Stormy's the only one.
Your ICOM got a noise blanketer on there you can activate?
I tried everything, Dave. I think the only way I'm going to get rid of that noise is to walk across the street and pull that guy's meter off his house.
Well, that ought to solve the problem. Better do it after dark.
I don't know. Right now they're all gone to work, so they wouldn't know unless the camera caught me.
So is your neighbor friendly? Will he help you solve the problem, or is he indifferent?
He don't seem like the type of guy that would negotiate. Let's put it that way. He's He's already had the cops called out on him out here for fist fighting with other neighbors out in the yard.
Well, that sounds like a problem. You say, though, periodically the noise goes away, though.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think I had it at all yesterday.
And you pick it up mostly on 10 meter, or does it go up and down the whole HF band?
Well, you know, it seems to be stronger 10, 12, 15, a little bit on 20. And then when you get into 40 and 75, it mellows out quite a bit. But part of that noise is it cuts everybody's signals down too. So I lose signals and then that noise comes in.
Well, that stinks. Still planning on moving out of that location there one of these years?
I doubled up with you. What was that?
I said you're still planning on moving out of that location one of these years, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I don't really want to put up a lot of antennas way up in the air, because I got to make them so I can take them down by myself, so when I move, I can do it. And then when I move, I'm going to put them up permanently.
Well, if you can't get rid of the noise problem, putting up more antennas seems to be a waste of time, although it's a good project, but it'd be a shame to hang them up there and not be able to use them.
Somebody handed me the right amount of cash, I'd move out today.
Well, you can get one of those for sale by owner signs and put it out in the front yard and see what happens. But then you get to deal with people calling you or stopping and knocking on the door. You got to get those people out of that other home there in St. Charles, though, right?
If somebody came and gave me the cash I want for this place, I'd put it in the bank and then I'd go find a place to rent until they're out. And then when they're out, then I'd move in, but yeah, I would do it today.
Well, good luck. Yeah, you might have to mail your neighbor a letter down the road that has his land next to yours and see if he's interested.
I'd really like to go to this guy right next door to me and tell him, hey, you know, give me this and you can add on to your property.
Couple of acres you own, do you?
I got two acres.
Get along with the neighbor next door?
Yeah, we all kind of get along, man. We all avoid each other. And when we do talk to each other, it's all respectful and nice, but we spend a lot of time avoiding each other, too.
Well, that's what keeps friends friends. You get drunk and hang out. Usually arguments show up. So, but yeah. She's got land there a little bit too. 5 acres, 2 acres like you or what?
37 degrees.
Yeah, we got 3 houses right here, and I'm in the middle, that all pretty much have about the same amount of land. The guy to the east of me here, he's got a little bit more land, but not very much, because the guy 2 houses to the west owns everything behind us.
Well, I guess I wish you luck and keep your fingers crossed or whatever it is, and maybe somebody will take it off your hands and you can meander away from that area.
I got asked about it yesterday and I blew the question off because the people I was talking to, I knew didn't have money.
Well, that sounds like the ones you should have took a moment and see what they had to say.
Well, that situation would not have worked for me at all. So I had to blow it off and ignore the question. So I'm not going to sell to them people.
All right. Warm weather's coming, so that's the best time to move. Moving in the middle of winter actually stinks, so that's best to avoid. Anyway, I'm looking out the window there, and in the past couple of days, the yard has gotten really green, and I'm thinking I'm going to have to get the tractor out of the garage and start going through and getting that thing ready to do some cutting. It looks like most of the water is gone out of the yard now, so things are looking up. I'm sure the mosquitoes are getting ready to be happy. That's another problem.
That's my problem here, is springtime. It's so horrible here. I got green grass, and I probably should be out there cutting the grass, but there's so much water in my yard, I can't take a step while it's sinking all the way up to my kneecaps.
Yeah, yesterday I had standing water out in the front yard, and today it looks like it's disappeared. I'm going to walk to the mailbox in a little bit, and I'll take a gander, but I've had my roller filled up for 2 weeks, and I've rolled the driveway twice to get the whoop-de-doos out of it, and sooner or later here, hopefully before I cut the grass, I want to roll the yard, but I don't want to get the tractor stuck and have to go get the other tractor and pull out my tractor to solve the problem. When you get a tractor stuck, it tears up the yard pretty good, so. But I'll get it rolled when it dries up enough to do it. I could roll the small front yard, but the big front yard is questionable.
Yeah, I can't do nothing with mine. And then by the time I can, the grass is already, and I'm not joking, the grass is knee-high by the time I can get out there to cut it after it dries up. It's just horrible here in the springtime.
Well, hopefully we get left alone with the rain for a week or so, and maybe things get back to normal. I get grab a trash can and grab a rake and go out there and get all the windfall from the oak trees and get it cleaned up, and I have to go in a different direction. There's standing water on the side yard where my sump pump pumps the water out of the crack, but most of that water is from runoff, not from my sump pump. Although that's been running every 5 minutes for about 30 seconds. I figure it pumps out about 30 gallons of water every 5 minutes, so 30, it's got to be 500 gallons every hour, which is a bit of water, but I'd rather have it outside than in the basement.
And, you know, that's another thing. With all this rain we've gotten this year compared to other years, it's going to take me even longer to dry out over here.
Got a ditch out in the front of the property, do you?
It's across the road. They filled in the ditch that was on my side before I moved in here. But my neighbor next door, he had a septic problem or something, and they fixed it for him. And when they went to cover it up, they made this great big huge mound of a backyard for him, which looks ridiculous, but that's what he's got. So all the water that goes on his yard just runs right off into my yard down the hill.
Well, yep. That can be a problem. I got a friend that lives in Shields, and his septic tank, the leach field, quits working every spring when it's wet out. They didn't put his leach field up high enough for it to drain. So in the spring when it's damp, his leach field quits working. He's got three kids and a wife, and it's a problem not being able to have a septic system that's functional.
But I don't know, Dave, you know, it's quiet here. I go to St. Charles, man, I'm right on the highway, you know, it's noisy. But it's quiet here, for the most part. But, you know, I can't, there's problems here. Can't drink the water and all that, that's an issue. And, I don't know. I got three options. I can stay here and move to St. Charles, or I can sell them both and move somewhere else.
I know St. Charles usually has problems with their wells out there. Iron in it. Chesning is the same way. You got iron in your water, do you?
Well, I think what the problem is these places were all farmland that they made houses on, and I think all that farm work and stuff they put on the farm field, you know, it makes not good drinking water. It all soaks into the dirt somewhere.
Have any idea how deep your well is?
No, I have to go through all the paperwork to find that out.
Got your well pump in the house, or is it out inside the well?
No, my pump is right here in the room next to me.
Well, all right. You got a shallow well then. That's probably only 50 feet or thereabouts. you have to do like I did and go and buy yourself a slew of large water filters and put them in the supply line from the pump to the rest of the house to filter out some of the garbage. I gotta change my water filters every, if I'm lucky, every 6 months, but when I'm outside power washing or doing stuff, I go through the water faster and the filters get dirty quicker. You can buy them by the case off of eBay and get them for half the price of going to Home Depot or somewhere and buying them. I got sick of dealing with contaminants in the water. I got 5 water filters before it goes through the house, so it gets most of the junk out of it. It tastes good, it's clean, and I think it's cleaner than Saginaw City water. You got Saginaw water in St. Charles, though, don't you? You don't have a well out there, do you?
Oh, that's what I was saying. I drink that water my whole life. It's the city water. I moved to St. Charles. I won't have no well. I won't have no septic. I'll be paying more for somebody else to take care of it for me, but I won't have to haul water. There's a lot of benefits of moving into town and out here in this farm field.
Well, having peace and quiet's a benefit. You leave the reloader in the closet instead of having it sitting on the kitchen table.
See, that's the one downfall to it. I'll be 30 feet from the highway because the car's going through town.
Well, hopefully you're within walking distance of the Rustic and Tony's.
Well, we better do this for the government out here, N-A-W-E-G. Yeah, I'll be 4 or 5 blocks from there.
Well, there was a station calling out there, but your signal was kind of iffy. Try it again, N-A-T-V-E.
Russell, KDH-CDX Mobile.
Oh, that's Russ out there. Hello, Russ, N-A-W-E-G.
Just waving a hand here. I'm over right now in Midland there. I'm picking up some more aggregate there. I found some field rock, and I'm going to get some driveway gravel, so I'm right at Fisher. And gravel, and I'll be off the key, but I'll just say good hearing you guys out here, and I just kept the mobile, 88 CVS clear.
No, I think it sounds all right. You know, you're a little scratchy, but I could copy every word you were saying.
Yeah, good morning, Russell. How much gravel you buying? Getting a trailer load or loading it in the back of that flatbed you got?
I'm putting a dump trailer there. I'm going to get about 8,500 pounds, about 4 tons. So anyway, I'm in the yard. I got to get on the scales here, so we'll just wanted to wave a hand to you. I never talked to anybody. I'm on a little Rational 780, and just a small wattage radio. So good to hear it's working. And 7-3 from KDHCDX.
All right, before you go, you have any idea what they're getting for a yard of, like, stonecrete or gravel?
I'm doing $20 a ton.
$28 a ton, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if a ton is a yard or less than a yard. Depends how wet it is, and they don't usually sell you the stuff when it's dry. But good luck, Russell. Hopefully you get out one of them bobcats or something to spread it around and don't have to do it with a shovel. I need to get a dump truck full of stonecrete and fill in the whippy-doos in my driveway. The idiots from the Department of Transportation, for whatever messed up reason, grade the shoulder of the road, and when they get to the driveways, they seem to want to grade the everybody's driveway by the road, and all your gravel goes into the ditch. So I guess that's the problem of the Department of Transportation being stupid union idiots.
I did hear him right, didn't I? He said $28 a ton.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. It was 20-something. 28 sounds right.
Good morning.
No, the more you buy, the less it's supposed to, you're supposed to get a better price, but you need to have a 10-yard or 8-yard dump to go get yourself a bargain worth.
I was thinking of doing that to redo my driveway, and at that price, man, it'd be well worth it.
Well, that's if you haul it yourself, and you're going to need a little bit of power to get it home. And you get to, you got a dump, you can dump it off of the trailer. That's one way of doing it. You put a ton in the back of a pickup, you better make sure the tires got air.
Oh, I'm not worried about hauling it. I got a way to haul it. Matter of fact, my way to haul it is up there in Midland, so that wouldn't be an issue. It's cheaper than having the cement trucks come in here and make a real driveway.
Yeah. I called the asphalt company years ago to get an estimate about doing my driveway. And 20 years ago, it was $15,000. So I'm sure it's probably $30,000 or $40,000 to do a 700-foot driveway. So I put the grader together and tow it up and down the driveway for a couple of hours and try to move all the dirt from where it needs to be to where it needs to go, and I haven't done that yet, and I need to do that. I should do it. I could do it today, but I haven't got that far. Grade the driveway and then run the roller over it, but I need to get probably 12 or 15 yards of stonecrete and go in and put things back to normal. And my guy who, Williams out in Bridgeport, Scott Williams, I put air conditioning in his house, and he still owes me $400 credit. So I got a half a load of stonecrete I think I already prepaid for, maybe more than that, and get him to bring me a dump when he comes out here and just put it in the driveway, and I'll have to grade it level because I don't want to pay for him to bring his dozer out here and to put things back to normal. I'll grade it myself, but I have too many other things to take care of, so doing stonecrete on the driveway will take a couple of days or a week to get it situated.
My driveway out here is like a national disaster. What they did is they went to these guys that were redoing roads and got the chunks of the road and made a driveway here. Well, now I got sinkholes and mudslides, and I lost half my driveway because the grass grew over it. Yeah, it's junk. I just need a different driveway.
Well, if you're contemplating moving, don't get carried away. You can get a load of gravel or stonecrete or find something. They used to sell that foundry slag, but I think that foundry there they were doing that at is closed down now. The foundry in Saginaw by the river. Yeah, it's closed. It's been closed for a long time. My neighbor next door did his driveway in it because his dad worked at the foundry and they got it cheap. The only problem was is the foundry slag had TCB in it or something to that effect. And hopefully I don't have contaminants from his driveway migrating into my land. And I got my driveways about 18 inches, maybe 2 feet above the the yard, so it stays dry. When I first moved in this place, man, everybody would come over in the spring. Not everybody, but I had to pull out four people who got their vehicles stuck trying to get out of here because the driveway was, well, like you say, a mess.
And see, that's another thing I got, too, in that driveway, is it sits low, so all the water, any little bit of rain we get, my driveway's flooded. All the fun of living in a wildlife refuge, huh?
Yeah. When I moved out here, everything was low. I bought it in the summer when it was dry, and in the spring when it got wet, I seen where the issues were. And a friend of mine, his dad wanted a pond on his land. And I had put furnace and hot water heater and air conditioning in the kid's house, and he owed me a bunch of money. And when he dug the pond for his dad, I got 55 dump trucks worth of sand delivered here and dumped where I needed it, in the backyard, in the driveway, and along the shoulder of the road, and got things situated. But everything has settled over the past year, and not year, but years, and needs to be brought back to normal. I could use probably 10 more dumps worth of sand and some black dirt, but I'm not going to pay thousands of dollars to have it delivered and spread around. So I'm stuck with the way things are.
But when I moved to St. Charles, I have a whole other problem I got to deal with, and that's living on the river that floods.
That's why they call it the Bad River. Right? Bad River goes through St. Charles?
Yeah. I have only seen it around the house once. It comes in the backyard every year, sometimes twice a year, but only around the house one year in my whole entire life.
Well, I guess this year, if you would have been living there, you would maybe had to deal with it again.
It got in the backyard. It got in the backyard and probably, you know, 20, 30 feet from the house. Oh, it wasn't even bad. That's a normal.
The house is off of 52?
Yeah, about 5 blocks from the light there on 52.
Down the road by where that old oil gas station deal, they fill up the fuel oil and diesel trucks are at?
Try to think of where you're talking about.
Well, I'd be west going towards Chesning on the north side of the road. About, I don't know, maybe a mile and a half down the road from the light.
Yeah, I'm not down that far. Not that far at all. I would be, as you're heading toward Chesaning, there's a doctor's office right there. I'm across the street from that.
All right. On the river side of the road, then.
Yep, river's right in the backyard.
The house doesn't have a basement, I hope.
Nope, a nice dry crawl space, too. I've never seen that get really wet at all. Other than when it flooded around the house, of course.
Karen, back to normal?
Yeah. I don't know if normal's a good word, but yeah, she's over her illness. So Russ was doing pretty good for the ragtail. A little walkie-talkie from Midland getting in here. That's pretty good, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got an external antenna on the vehicle or if he was just using it inside the cab, but he was in there. I've talked to people that had less of a signal.
Being a walkie-talkie, I'd almost bet money he had an external antenna.
Well, that works best. When I was driving, I had a mount that I could roll down the window and it would slip over the edge of the window, and you roll the window up and it had a coax coming in the vehicle and had a BNC connector where you could put whatever antenna you wanted on the mount. So when I was cruising the highway, I had a shorty and I had a, I don't know, maybe a 16-inch antenna for 2 meters. And it that functioned good, but my HT I think was 5 watts if I had it plugged into 12 volts. I was using the battery pack. I got out of it whatever I could get out of it.
Just had to look around on my desk. Mine's usually sitting right here and moving things around. I stuck it over here in the corner. It took me a second to find it.
What's that, your HD?
Yeah. Yeah, the one I got when you had to manually put that stuff in there. And all these guys got the newer models. But yeah, I still got the older one sitting here. The Quan Chang.
Yeah, I got a Bullfang sitting here next to my Yaesu. And I don't think I've used that Bullfang once. I never had a reason to program it. I bought the cable and the CD with the programming software, and it came on a disc that was about 2 inches in diameter, and it won't play in my laptop to put the software in to set up the program to program the damn radio. But I only paid $40 or $50 for the radio, so there it sits next to my VX1R Yaesu, which is programmed and works like it's supposed to, but that's another fun one to program. You need to go to the dispensary and get yourself some medicine before you deal with those things.
I got one of them too. It sits here in the drawer. Bullfang. Once I got that Quan Chang, I quit using the Bullfang, and it hasn't been turned on since.
Well, I've used to carry my cell phone around with me when I was out in the yard doing stuff, and I've dumped one into the fire and burned it up. I had another cell phone that slipped out of my pocket when I was cutting the yard and mowed it over with the tractor. So now I just leave all that shit or that crap in the house when I'm doing stuff outside, so I don't have to replace it. And I don't know why I bought the Bullfang, because it had features I liked and it looked like a nice radio. I got that 9R Bullfang 9R Plus, I think it is, and I don't see the need to carry it outside when I'm outside doing stuff, because I don't need any distractions.
I learned the hard way too, Dave. Mine fell out of my pocket, ran it over with the lawnmower. There's no way after you run them over with the mower that you're going to find all the pieces.
Well, even if you found all the pieces, it would be beyond putting it back together and getting it working. You just have to write it off and go get a new one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did not find very many pieces at all. It just destroyed that cell phone.
Yeah, stand by for a minute. I'm getting another cup of coffee and a TVD.
NAWEG.
Well, I didn't see the news today. I guess I don't have to be disappointed for a couple of hours.
You still got 15 minutes of it if you listen to Channel 12.
Yeah, that's the one I usually watch, except that weatherman on Channel 12 for the evening news bothers me.
Oh, you don't like the old Sheldon guy?
Well, he's so in love with himself, it's a wonder he can even walk.
Or are you talking the guy that, the head guy there that's been there forever?
Yep, J.R. Dildo.
Oh, I don't mind him. I don't mind him. It's the one that looks like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory that cracks me up.
I don't get anything from Channel 5 on the satellite anymore, so I haven't even checked to see if I can get it right with the antenna. I'm not sure they said the, I forget what affiliation Channel 5 has, but everything with CBS or whatever that is they raise their rates and they don't want to pay for it, so you don't get any programming from them. And I don't know if it's just me or if it's true, but it seems as if every program on TV has more commercials than is acceptable.
The ones that get me are the ones that are on the pay-to-view, and then I gotta load them full of 10-minute commercials.
Yeah, well, the thing about those commercials is they play the same four over and over and over until you're so sick of them you gotta wait for the show to start. I got two free pay-per-view movie certificates. I probably ought to use one of them here. But I look through the pay-per-view movies every Friday when they come out, the new releases, and you know they get $25 if you want to watch a new release, and it used to be $5. So I'm not going to pay $25 to watch a new release movie. I'll wait for a month or two and get it later for $5. If I go with Starlink, which I'm thinking about, getting rid of HughesNet and go with Starlink, I'll be able to stream again. HughesNet only has got 50 meg is their speed that I'm paying for. And Starlink has, I think, up to 300 meg speed. But Starlink right now has got a special going on for $50 a month. You can get it turned on and ready to go. And the only thing I don't like about the Starlink system is the antenna is only about 2 foot tall, and it sits on the ground on a little tripod, and it's not secure, and I'm sure that if I'm out there doing yard work or running the tractor around, it's going to disappear somehow, so I need to figure out a way to mount it on a pole and get it off the ground about 4 feet. And who's that hillbilly that runs Starlink? What's it? Musk. That's his name, ain't it? Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with Spectrum. And I'm done with Verizon. Both those companies are criminal, and they do nothing but lie. Get them turned on for $30 a month, and in a year or year's time or a little after, it's from $30 up to $90, and that ain't right. Got Spectrum over there, do you?
Yeah, that's who I run a Spectrum.
Get past their promotional special and pay in full price now?
No, I'm on a discount. I only get internet through them. That's all I get.
Yep, that's all I was getting too. I refuse to get any TV programming. And when I shut off Spectrum, they were charging me $120 a month for internet only. And I had had them for 12 years. And they raised my rate twice in 1 year. And then I called them up and asked them why they raised my rate, and they charged me $20 to talk to a customer service representative. And after that, I told them to turn it off. I went 3 months without internet, and the only good thing about it was saving the cash. I couldn't listen to Pandora, which is my music fix. I got 700 CDs and I haven't listened to one in 6 months.
Yeah, I get all my radio on the internet.
I've been using Pandora since it first came out, and one thing I didn't like was the advertisement, so I give them a premium. They take money out of my Visa card every month, so I get the commercial free, and it works out good. I listen to what I want to listen to and don't have any commercials to deal with, and it, the way I like it.
I use, Spotify a lot.
That, free, or you gotta pay them a little bit?
That's the same thing as, Pandora. The one I got now that I'm using is iHeartRadio, because I can get radio stations, you know, like Z93 and stuff like that, when I don't have a radio with me.
Yeah, all right. Spotify... pretty good. You like that?
See, I was on Pandora, and then I tried Spotify, and I did. I liked it better than Pandora.
Okay. I just got a new laptop, and on one of the things it had in there was another music provider, and I can't remember which one it was because I wasn't interested, but usually when you get the free downloads of music, you have to deal with the commercials, and I only pay, I think, $5 or $6 a month for Pandora for commercial free. But you got a, I've had it for 5 years anyway, maybe longer, whenever it first came out years ago. And if you pay attention to when they play a bad song, you get it off your playlist or whatever your selection is you're using. They don't play it again. But when you find a song that you like, It might come up every day, maybe two times, instead of sometimes you'd like to hear a particular song more than once a day. Well, it's up to 50 degrees outside, Jeremy. I got one more slug of coffee, and I'm going to have to ponder going out there and wandering the property. I can't wait for 2 months of summer. Yeah, that's about right. Trying to think when the marina let you put your boat in. I thought it was 1st of April, but I believe it's 1st of May. 1st of May to October 15th. And I was pondering about doing that, but the only way that's going to happen is if I get my nose dirty with the YL, and I haven't come to the point in my life where I want to put up with her commotion to have my boat in the water. She does have a Silverado with a V8, so the other dilemma is if she can tow it up to Bay City without causing a problem.
Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
There you go. There's your weather report.
Yeah, I don't know why it said 40 there and it's 50 here. I got a outside digital thermometer on the south side of the house, and that's the one I was looking at, but it's under the overhang, so it's not in the sun. Let me take a gander at the other ones. 56 on the one on the north side of the house, and 52 on the east side of the house. You round them all up and say it's roughly 55 degrees or thereabouts, if things are right. But go outside, find some stuff to burn. I got probably a bin full of cardboard I need to burn. So may get to that point, but I cleaned the grill yesterday and went out to the garage, and I got a 8-foot umbrella that goes over the grill, so I got that out and hooked it up and opened it up over the grill, and that way if it's raining I can go out there and cook up a steak and don't have to get wet. I don't have a steak at the moment though. I got 2 thick pork chops in the refrigerator to throw on there, and leftover pizza, so I have a dilemma. Pork chops and potatoes for dinner, though, that sounds like the way to go. Karen, go to work?
Not yet, here in a little bit.
You have to put your frisbee catcher out in the front yard instead of the backyard, huh?
That's
the thing with the chains hanging down and the basket underneath. You blow a fuse or what?
No. Doing too many things at once, trying to wire in this other radio.
What other radio are you talking about?
Getting this amplifier wired in with the 706.
All right. Well, I guess I will let you go and get out of your hair, and I'm going to get outside and try to get a few things done. And maybe we'll catch you later on this evening if you're hanging out somewhere. I either use the 2-4 or I get on Simplex. I went over to the input to the repeater, and you're coming in good, so we can do Simplex. That way we don't have to behave ourselves as much. So, 7-3, Jeremy, I'll catch you later on this evening if you're around, maybe tomorrow on 10. N-8-T-V-E, have a good one. Okay, 7-3, have a good day. N-8-W-E-G.
Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. How'd your day go today?
Well, I can't tell you over the air, but the afternoon was a little better. So, got a few things done, got a bed moved from upstairs down to the basement, which is a good thing. Did some shuffling around the basement. So, making progress.
All right, then. Yeah, just headed home. Got to do a quick turnaround. My granddaughter has her soccer game at 6:30 out at the township fields, which means there we have to be there at 6 to be able to find a parking spot. We went to one there. The first one we had was on a Saturday, and that was nothing. But last week the game was on a Monday, and boy, about every field was full. There were people all over the place, so it's a mess. First time I've been to one out at this, an actual soccer game out at the complex out there. But, yeah, I've had some of those days, that's for sure. We're working more on the office in the at the house. We got part of the two final cabinets out of there now. One's sitting on my front porch for my son-in-law to pick up. take it to. I don't know if he's going to use it or if he's going to just take it to the recycle. But a big five drawer final cabinet, heavier than heck. So that got out. We took the carpet out, part of the room. It's out. So next weekend we will take more of the carpet out, hopefully get the rest of it out, now that we got the big things out of the room. And clean up the floor and take off the baseboards and get ready to put flooring down.
So I'll get you back on your hands and knees, no time at all.
Oh yeah, that's the bad part, and my knees don't take this anymore. I gotta wear knee pads, and boy, just crouching down like that, I get down. If I'm down for a few minutes, that's heck getting back up. 20 years ago, I could spring right back up, but not now.
Yep, I hear you, especially after you've been down there for a little bit and cut some circulation off on a few things, and then you go to get back up, and it's like, whoa. Yep, most definitely.
Yeah, she wanted to get this done earlier, but again, just lack of time and too many things going on the weekend. But did get one other project done, that sensor, air quality monitor thing, that's done and now sitting in the shack, giving me all sorts of data. This one records stuff, it'll give me graphs and all of this stuff that this guy built into it. And it's got a web interface, so I can, as long as I'm at home, I can bring it up, I'll log into the IP address of it, and check all the statistics and all of that. One time, Saturday I was printing, and it popped up and started giving me all these warnings that, you know, vent the room, vent the room. And thinking, I don't have anything to vent the room with. So I did turn on my dehumidifier to circulate some air. I turned on the carbon HEPA filter I got down there, turned that on medium, and within probably about an hour or so, that vented the room, I guess, that all the numbers went down. But the cheap one I got from Amazon didn't give me all that stuff.
Yep, and did he indicate the sensors have a shelf life? Typical CO sensor life is 2 years. At least in our test instruments, we had to replace them all every 2 years. We go to make calibration, they'd fail, and have to replace them.
Well, yeah, at least I will be able to replace the sensors, so I put them in. I know what to replace with, basically. Yeah, this project was not cheap. It came out a whole lot more, but the parts are bad enough, but you know, add shipping in from and taxes and that, and like I said, some came from Germany, some came from Sweden, and all over the place. So all total was shipping and that, because I bought some cables that ended up not working because everybody had sold out of the cables for this project around. So it was like $370 for all of the sensors to go in this, and I'm still waiting for one that says it's not supposed to ship until May 15th, and that's the chloroform filter. So this thing does everything.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, it's the shipping costs add up big time. If you can get it all shipped in one very big package, great, you know. I was having stuff come from DigiKey, and I just tell them to hold it and ship it all in one shot. Make it cheaper.
Yeah, some stuff came, well, seven different suppliers. Some came from DigiKey, another one was Electromaker, Adafruit, Seed Technology, that's the part I'm still waiting for from them. Yeah, like I said, there were seven different suppliers, and then he gave some alternate cables to use because we couldn't get the cables that he specified, and then I had to switch plugs around and the wires in the plug, and then come to find out that the plugs wouldn't fit the socket in the sensor. So I did end up going back to, I think Electromaker finally got 185 cables back in, so I ordered the two that I needed, and they came in last week, Saturday. They just plugged right in. They were the right wiring, in the right spots, but it was just trying to get those cables, so I ended up with like four cables I didn't need. Cables weren't much. They were like a buck and a half a piece, but except by the time you add in $7, $8, $10 for shipping to get it from overseas, yeah, it all added up.
KCVOA. Yeah, I'm used to be able to get Adafruit through DigiKey, so keep that in mind. If you need something for Adafruit and you're going to be ordering from DigiKey, you can check their site to see if they have it, and that might save you a little bit on shipping.
Yeah, the couple of parts I could not get from Adafruit sites, and I did get the Adafruit parts from DigiKey, so it's wherever I could get it. But he's up to like 4,000 people in the crowdfunding that bought into this project, so you got 4,000 people around the world that are trying to buy all these parts all at one time, so it wiped a few of them out for quite a while. And like I said, very little 3D printing in it. It only took me today to print the case for it. And he ended up, you can make four different cases. I used the original one that he made, just a desktop case. But he made four different versions, just kind of the add-on things for the crowdfunding. And last time I looked, he was looking for $1,000 to fund this project. And the last time I looked, he was up to $86,000.
Well, that's what you call a windfall.
Absolutely. The wife says, well, what can you design that can make that money? I'm thinking, unfortunately, my brain isn't smart enough to make those. The case, like I said, was enough. There was a lot involved in making the case to hold all these sensors. But all of the stuff that he put in was all the electronics. He's a electrical engineer from France. And, to test all of these, buy all of these different sensors and then test to see which ones work and then create the firmware for it and then create a website to upload the firmware through over the air and the web interface. Plus, he also did the, I can't think of it, where it ties into your house system, what that is. He's done a whole heck of a lot of work on this, that's for sure.
So I'm guessing it tied into Home Assistant?
That's it.
Good. I need to update my Home Assistant. I've got some projects to build for it, but it's getting time for another computer.
Oh, yeah, there's always something else, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool design. I still got some things I got to learn out of it. I've got to go through his learning page, the setup page and that he did, which all of these do. And then every time there's a warning or something, you click on that little tile, and it'll give you a description of, you know, if it's green and falls into this range, here's what it does and so on. So very descriptive right on there. Set up, he's got different themes for the screen and all sorts. You can customize your own colors and all this stuff. So did a lot of software, you know, development for this, plus programming for it. He's already did three firmware upgrades on it, and we'll add more. So he said as if he finds bugs or whatever, other suggestions and things. So I got it with all devices in it. One of the devices I'm going to use, it's for ventilation. You can tie in, so if your room has ventilation for it, if it needs ventilation and that's what it said, this will turn on fans or a ventilation system to vent the room to bring the levels down into the normal range. So something I can add as soon as I... if I feel like that way, I'll vent it outside, and then also how to do that. They didn't really give instructions on that part of it, but I don't know if I'll go that far, but it's there if I want to do that, KC-8YVF.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Did you ever think about pulling the data sheets for the sensors and so forth? And the, any microcontrollers you've got, that you might want to do that and look at that. And that'll help you get an idea how he did what he did, because there's a lot of helpful information on the data sheets.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those that he's published, at least on it, but... And he's been very responsive as far as any input. He has a special common website to send information and that, and he's fixed a lot of things that people have come up once it got out in the masses, and people are using it now. They're finding out the little bugs here and there. So he's constantly developing stuff. He's in another revision of the firmware as it is, so that's good at least. So, like I said, next thing is, besides the house project, I need to circle back and figure out that train project. But before I send it in to the guy that developed it, I got to get some screenshots and write down of what I've done and what I've troubleshooted and say, okay, help me out here, guys. You guys that have built this project in the crowdfunding source or people, help me out here to what's going on.
Yeah, most of those forms are pretty good. Most of them will get right in there and help you out. The data sheets, they come from the whatever sensor you bought from that manufacturer. That's where they come from, as well as any microcontrollers, any of that nature. Those data sheets come from those people there, and there's a lot of information on the data sheets.
Okay. Yeah, I have to look those up because all that information was online from the various companies, I think. So I'll have to look up some of that and see, keep that on hand. And like I said, I've got links to those, and he's put up the page of alternatives. If you can't get this one, here's our other sensors that will fit into the socket and do that. Plus, he's also developing, because people are having problems getting all of these, you got to put in these separate boards that all link together to be able to power all of these devices and send it to this information from the sensors to the screen itself. He's actually in the process of developing his own circuit board and have that manufactured, which will basically cut out all of these extra cables. All of the sensors, the cables that came right with the sensors will plug into his board and eliminate this cable mess of, I got seven separate cables in there. So, now you get that. After I bought all that parts, all these extra parts, that would have saved me about $120 worth of extra boards that wouldn't be needed, but this is where it's kind of come to at this point as he develops it.
Well, that's kind of the price of progress as things go and things develop, things change. And that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. So, yep. And if you get an opportunity to upgrade to that board, the new board, I would definitely probably have one on hand. Probably well worth it. So, yeah, it gets to be a little crazy and a little bit of a rat race and some of this stuff because technology changes so fast.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like any crowdsource thing and that. If you're the early developer, you may not get the finished product. You get that early product to test out the beta version, and that's what he's gotten as he does. Yeah, I might, too, at some point, build another one of these. If he gets that board out there, then I basically just, I can buy which sensors that I want to put into it, and that one board, and it eliminates the cables. So now, you know, I can cut the cost of one of those basically in half. So that may be doing something there at some point. So, all right, Rick, just pulling the driveway. I got to get out of here, grab a quick bite, be over to the soccer field by 6 o'clock. So quick turnaround tonight. Thanks for the ride along. We'll talk to you tonight on the net, KC-8YVF.
Okay. Make sure you lubricate your voice up good before you go to the game so you can cheer her on. Okay, save you away.
Absolutely. KC-YVF clear.
Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
WADW, this is KC and YVF. Okay, this is KC and YVF. I'm going to go ahead and start the net. We'll see if Dave gets on here for his net duties tonight, but we'll get started at least. Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City, I'll be in and out, 7-3 Ron.
Gotcha Dave, any other in and out, mobile or short time stations?
Hey, you need NTN, Doug? Good evening, in and out.
Got you, Doug. Any other mobile in and out or short time?
KF8GHJ, I'm John and I'm in Carlton. I'll be in and out.
John, can you give me your call one more time, please?
KF8 Golf Hotel Juliet.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for checking in tonight. Any other mobile short time or in and out stations? Okay, we'll go to Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha. Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic. KDHPAZ, Mini, Burke, no traffic.
KDUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Township, no traffic.
Tom, the station after that, doubled with him, go ahead.
KDA-MMH, Mike, did you get me there, Ron?
I did know, sir, I thought that was you, just I got very little at the end. Okay, I got you, Mike. Any other check-ins for the net?
This is...
KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is Ron, just wanted to check KTCI.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
Ron, this is WADWI, and I got the list. I was a little slow at it. Did not get the ones before the regular one, but I can take the net if that's okay.
Roger that. I would. I'll go down the list anyhow. I was waiting to see if you would come back in, then I'd hand off to you. But you're first at the beginning. KEA-PCQ, Dave was in and out. N8NTN. Doug was in and out. KF8GHJ, John was in and out. You need a fill from the other ones?
Nope. Well, let me go down. I got the VOA, I got yourself, YVF, PAZ, EUI, MMH, EDQ, KCI, and KPR.
That's a roger, sir. Go over, take over, KC8YVF, correct.
Okay, yeah, I was just a little late getting down here to the shack, but anyway, it's WADW, and I'll go down the list here. We'll get a little fill-in on what happened this weekend. We had the Michigan CUSO party. Myself and Dave, ERL, worked as a multi-multi op on the contest. And we ended up making almost, don't have it right in front of me, but 69, I think it was 69,000 points. We ended up with, on the our CUSOs, 381 CUSOs. We had 124 multipliers. And right now, I turned the logs in. Right now, we're sitting in third place in the state for multi-op. There's only six of us, I think, that's got logs in. But a couple of the big ones in front of us, real big ones. So we did not do very bad. So anyway, that's my story. Anyway, let's start on the list here. I got KCA VOA. You're up. Stand by, Ron.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone is doing well. I have one quick question for Bob, and a KPR. If he ended up getting one of those multi-band HTs that does 10 meters through 70 centimeters, and if so, let me know there. Other than that, I've just been playing around with some handheld radios, trying to get some of them programmed and so forth, and trying to use repeater book in order to do that and help things out there a little bit. But that's what I've been doing on the radio end. I get out in the yard a little bit, and it is drying up.
Unfortunately, there's some more rain in the forecast for this week. Looks like most of us will be south of us, though. That's a good thing. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over back to Net Control. KC8VOA, back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there. We don't need any more rain. I had reservations for this weekend coming up at Harrisville, and I got notice from them that the campground is partially flooded, so we basically canceled those, and we're looking for camping at Cadillac now, which Cadillac isn't a whole lot better right now, but we're open by the time the reservations are, which is the Cadillac swap weekend. We're hoping the water goes down. Anyway, over to Ron, KCYVF, you're up in a standby mini.
Good evening to Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Good week for me, a normal work week. This weekend was busy doing things. I tried to get some contacts on the Michigan CUSO party. The bands were not cooperating, at least on my end. And unless I can get a few contacts right off the bat and keep going, I generally will take off and go do something else. So I listened to the bands beforehand. They were pretty dead. By the time noon came around, I sat down. I went through all of the bands, basically saw nothing, heard nothing, and that was about it. I'd come back an hour later. I was doing some 3D printing, so when I'd come back to check something, I'd sit down at the radio for 5 minutes or so, go through the bands again. I got a few on 40 meters, most of them on 80 meters later at night after about 6, 7. I got a few more contacts then, but by then I headed back upstairs to do other things. So I'll turn in the 8 contacts that I have. I got a couple for Dave, one on 40, one on 80, and a few other. I had one West Virginia station and the rest a few other counties in Michigan to what I could hear of other Michigan counties, barely. I couldn't really copy the call signs to even try and contact them. They might have heard me, but I couldn't even hear them enough to copy the call sign fully, so I wasn't going to try. Other than that, yesterday we worked on things around the house. We're continuing to work on the office. We did get the rest of the paperwork, a bunch of stuff out of there, got the two file cabinets out of the room. One of them is sitting on my front porch. My son-in-law is going to pick up the big five-drawer file cabinet and use that. So we got that out. We got some of the carpet tore out to a point that we've got to start moving other things. So move stuff out, move some things in, move stuff around so we can still get through the house, but we'll work on it. It's a weekend thing. For that, Dave, we'll turn it back over to you, KC8YBF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the bands were not good. Well, the funny thing about it there, Ron, was in the first 20 minutes of the contest, I was 20 minutes into the contest, I had 18 contacts already, 20 minutes into the contest, and then everything fell apart after that, so the bands were real bad. I looked at the QRZ, the little solar prediction thing, and basically was pretty right. It said it was going to be bad, and that it was. Anyway, how about Minnie, KEAPAC? I sent your senior puzzle on the on Facebook, Minnie. Over to you and stand by Tom. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, W8DW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone. Yeah, I had to get hold of my grandson and have him come down and help me get him put on there. But he showed me how to do it, so now I know how to do it so I can put him on. I'm working on another one right now, so had to take my truck over today so the guy can fix it, and I get home, my grandson's sitting out in the driveway with their car, so I can use that this week if I need to. But other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. And the bad thing when you don't have a car with something breaks down and you don't have another one, it's a good thing that you've got a loaner. Good for you. Tom, NADUI, you're up and stand by Mike.
Good evening, thanks for visiting EUI. Hope everyone's doing well tonight and the weekend since we talked last. Yes, it was, I worked the Mission QSO party myself, and I concur, the bands were pretty lousy. I got on about a half hour after it began, and the first contact was Dave ERL on 40 meters, and then about not too long after that, I got Baraga County up in the western UP, both on 40 meters, and then that was pretty well it. So I put it around the house and out in the garage and down the basement here and out in my shed, and then we got ready, we went to church, and then got back at about 8 o'clock. I got on about 8 o'clock, and then 80 meters opened up, and it was really, really busy. Let me break you. Yeah, for about 3 hours, I made another 30 contacts, but everything from Baraga County in the western UP to, Baraga and then Berrien County down the southwest corner, and then Wayne over the east, southeast, and then everything in between. So, but it was like I said, like 3.5-4 hours, and it was just on 80 meters. Things started to open up. It was still hard to hear them. I had to really use a lot of filtering on my rig to kind of dampen the background noise as best I could. So, but I got quite a few contacts for the period of time that I had to get before the contest ended. So, anyways, we had a guy come over and do some thatching in our yard. We had a lot of thatch over the years, and he finally came over with. I was going to do it by hand, but I'm glad I didn't. He said he took out nine leaf bags full of thatch. He emptied out of his machine, out of his de-thatcher. And there's no way I could have done that by hand. So he got that all done, and he cut the grass for us and edged it. And now it's the backyard, extreme backyard, extreme northern part of our backyard is still, it's wet, it's damp. So I'll hopefully get the fertilizer and the crabgrass preventer laid down later this week before it rains again. So I'll get that activated. So I'm looking forward to that. Get that done. Grass is greened up, but it's just, like I said, this needs a little TLC. So. But I went to get my fertilizer, my broadcast spreader, and the paddle that is down at the bottom of the hopper is gone. I don't know what happened to it. It came up missing. So I went online, and sure enough, I found a Scott's Edge Guard paddle, 3D print. So I just finished 3D printing it. So I'm back in business. So I got to use it later this week. It'll be ready. So I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it fell off, or when I carried it, or lifted it, or cleaned it last week or last year, and it just disappeared. So. But it's printed up, and I'll just attach it to the shaft down at the bottom of the hopper, so that'll work out for me. And our street is being resurfaced. They're putting new curb and gutter in it, and new street, and it's really going to be nice, and it's long overdue. I think there are better roads in war-torn Afghanistan than our street, so it'll be welcome when they get it done. It's supposed to be done in June. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to you guys, and hear what you all have to say, and we'll catch you on the 73 rounds. So until then, it's NAUI.
Okay, real good there, Tommy. I got, as far as the yard here, I have not been able to get in the backyard early at all. I started to clean it up earlier before all the rain came, and right now it's pretty bad back there. I do have I've been working on a spot in the front yard where the consumers and the fiber company did me a pretty good job out in the back in the front yard. The fiber company, when they were putting the cable through, hit the gas line that goes across the street to the house across the street. So consumers had to come in and dig a big hole. Big hole. I got a spot about probably 15 by 20 that was tore up. The fiber company came in and sort of did a job of trying to clean it up, but they're not real good. I got a letter in the mail. It was real funny. I got a letter in the mail from them that said that they tell about the work they were going to be doing and all that stuff, and they basically said,
any damage to your lawn, that it should look better than it was before they did the work. Sure didn't look better here. So anyway, let's go to Mike, K8MMH. You're up. Stand by the other mic.
Hey, W8DW, this is K8MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Not a lot going on around here. Just getting ready for upcoming weekend for Freeland, the big Walleye Fest weekend, and all of the garage sales going on around Freeland. So probably head out Thursday for that, see what kind of bargains I can catch there. Also, if I see some of you Thursday night at the Aries training out at the airport, sure, Ron will talk about that again when he gets to his turn. And other than that, yeah, the lawn's starting to green up. It's going to need mowing here one of these days. Not in the next couple days, but definitely greening up and starting to grow. So anyway, other than that, I think that's all I've got. One quick question for you, Dave, too. Just wondered if you got the email I sent with the radios and things I'm going to be taking up to Cadillac. Other than that, I think this will be my only go-around, too, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see some of you Thursday night. K8MMH, back to net control.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I did. We'll be working on it probably in the next couple of days. I'll get you some idea of what you got there. So, Tracy there, Mike. We will catch you later down the log. How about to the other Mike? KF8EDQ, you're up. Stand by KCI. Go ahead there, Mike.
W8DW, KF8EDQ. Let me turn that down there. Yeah, good to hear you. Thanks for doing the net. And, you know, I'm just working this week through Thursday, and then on Friday I'm going down to Detroit to fly over to North Carolina and then finally over to Madrid, Spain. So I'm gonna be gone next weekend and the weekend after. So I'm going on they call it a Camino. It's like a walking adventure. It's a spiritual trip of a lifetime here. We're going to be going from the border of Portugal and Spain by the towns of Tui and Valenza, Portugal. And then I have to walk 70-some-odd miles north to Santiago de Compostela. Where the whole point is to visit cathedrals and whatnot. It's anyway, if you Google Camino and Spain or Portugal or anything like that, and it'll show you the different. There's many different paths you can take and whatnot. So other than that, I got a new toy. I got a new external KISS TNC, which allows me to use any radio. Any analog radio to send Winlink and APRS signal. So I'm having a ball playing with that today. So other than that, I'll stick around for the next round if there is one. KF8EDQ, vector net control.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, sounds like a fun fun time there. So that's great. Let's go to KKC. Let me make a fast break here. This is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Ned. Do we have anyone else for the net tonight?
KF8DRC.
Okay, KF8DRC, we got you on the list. We'll be down to you in a little bit. Okay, let's go back to the list. KCI, you're up and stand by KPR. Go ahead there, KCI.
All right. We appreciate it, Dave. Better late than never, right? That's what they all say. But the CUSO party, that was interesting. I was doing more experimenting than anything else. I just used my little G90 and I had a hamstick, so I put a few pictures on the Facebook just to kind of give the idea. Trying to do things different while I was outside on the farm out by our pond. The wind was a little crazy. but that was inside my Ranger, and we were just running 12 volts out of a battery, and I actually talked to Newfoundland and whatever you want to call it, in Georgia and Kansas, and that was all off the stick with 20 watts. And then I did a couple of different POTUS, but other than that, I waited till I got back here, and then I hit 80 meters right at dark, and it lit up everything. So I threw in mine, and I put the club as the caretaker of the point. So nothing crazy, I think 238, but, you know, it's something. Other than that, yes, we don't need no more rain. But I have cover crop on all my fields, so the rye is getting, we'll say it's probably almost 8-10 inches, so I usually like to just plant into it, but we'll have to see. I may have to spray it. So I was out driving around the field today, and it's there, but mowing, yeah, I was already mowing today, rolled the yards, and so we're already mowing out here. But other than that, we'll say back to next joke. Let's get KTI.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Just a reminder, anybody that worked the CUSO party, make sure you turn your logs in to the MIQP.org and make sure that you use the club's the affiliated club is Saginaw Valley ARA. So that'll give us our a little help towards our club score anyway. I actually mowed some grass myself there, Jeff, today, or yesterday. I did a little bit of that. It's growing where in places, but that's not going to, it's going to be a while before you, be a while before I can get the rider out. I got it in the back, and it's pretty, the ground is so soft back there, I can't get it out right now. Anyway, let's go to Bob, NAKPR. You're up and stand by DRC. Go ahead there, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. In reference to that radio, no, I don't. Mine now don't have the HF on it. It's just UHF, VHF, and it's a ball fanning. What is it, 5 RM plus, something like that. But, I still haven't figured out. I was on the internet today looking for any kind of fix for it because I don't have any audio. But on the radio, but I did find that it's warranted, bottle thing warrants it for 18 months, so I know it's not that old, so I'll just have to go look in my records, see when I bought it. And just go to bottlefang.com, we'll see what happens. But other than that, not much, did some yard work today, it's a little chilly out there, but did a little bit, and yard's still kind of wet, so grass needs cutting, but we're going to wait till maybe Thursday before the rain comes in. Then I'll maybe throw some fertilizer down to no weed and feed yet. I'll wait for May to do that, but just some low nitrogen stuff. Melagranite, or can't remember what it is or how it's pronounced. But anyways, that's about it for right now. I'll stick around for the next one. Back to you, Dave, WDW and AKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. The grass stuff, fertilizer and stuff, actually I looked at it today, but not going to do that. Probably it's going to be a while before I can get all the junk cleaned up. KF8, DRC, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone else out there. Not much to report. I was out there on 10-meter. Hardly any for the past 2 weeks. I guess Mother Nature got that 10-meter. Anyhow, now it's about 30 degrees. Then they're calling for frosting at night. Big frost coming at night, that's what they're saying. So that's all I have to for you. KF8, VRC.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, it was a little on the chilly side out there. I had 28 degrees when I got up this morning, so it was on the cold side. Warmed up fairly fast, but not very warm. Got, I think when I was working outside, it got out up to about the mid-40s. And yesterday I took and dewinterized my RV, so that's all set. Got all of the pink stuff out of the water lines and that. I still haven't done their main water tank yet, but got everything else done, so it's on its way. Anyway, bottom of the list. Do we have anyone else like to get on the list before we go up for the 73 round? Nothing hurts, so let's go up to Rick. KCAVOA, you're up. Stand by, Ron.
Well, good evening again. The reason I brought that up, Bob, was because Brennivis has got that new multi-band 10 meter through 70 centimeter radio. And from what I've seen, it's got some bugs in it to get it worked out, and it comes locked out where it will not transmit except for 10 meters. You have to go in and do a multi-key salute, turn the power off, and then turn the power on with the three buttons pushed in and so forth to get it to change to unlock where you can transmit on the other bands. So hopefully your problem is something similar and something very easy that way. For me, I tried to get out and do a little yard work, but I had other things pressing inside, so I worked on those and so forth. But I hope to get out there tomorrow and get going on it. My backyard needs to be cut, and I need to finish raking the front. And with that, I want to say 73, everyone. Have a wonderful night and a beautiful week. And hopefully we see some of you on Thursday. KCAVOA.
Okay, real good, Rick. Yeah, but yeah, actually Mary says she read that on the Harry's training on Thursday, and she says, hey, can I go? And I says, yeah, if I go, you shouldn't go. So you may actually see me and Mary out there. I don't know. Or it's on the list anyway. And actually, with the weather changing, we're scheduled. Our Wednesday golf league is scheduled to tee off Wednesday morning at Swan Valley. So we're going to take advantage of the good weather. Looks like it could be sunny and. Not sure about the temperature, but it's still going to be anything above about 47 degrees is golf weather, as long as it's not raining and windy. So that may be the case this week. KCAYVF, go ahead. Stand by, Manny.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yes, this Thursday is the Aries training. This time I invited everybody, so any Aries members and Safara members, we're going to do something we haven't, presentation I haven't done in 9 years. So with the severe weather that we've had this part of the month, for those that haven't heard, we now have a total of 13 tornadoes in the state so far. Our average is 13 to 16. So we're already basically at our average for the entire year. So, last week, the last few weeks, we've had some pretty bad weather, lots and lots of rain, flooding, and the tornadoes. So power outages are always something that can happen, even in a clear blue sky. I know my daughter out there by many, they lose power on a regular basis, it seems like. A tree comes down in a windstorm or something, takes out power somewhere down the line, and they're without. So we're going to be going over that, some of the things that you can do, see what you've got for a plan. We'll have a discussion, what everybody has and have thought of. So we'll cover that. So everybody's invited to come out and go through the meeting, and we'll have a good time, hopefully. For me, like I said, I finished up last of my kind of birdhouse projects. I found a few of those from one guy, actually, three birdhouses and a bird feeder. So I finished those up, got them outside. We'll see if the birds use them or not. It's the birds are starting to make nests, so figured I'd get them out. The squirrels found the bird feeder right off the bat. I didn't have it out there an hour, and I had a squirrel hanging off that to eat in the bird seed, but that's par for the course, I guess.
The one was on that one, and I had another bird feeder out back by the garden, and I had a upside-down squirrel hanging off on that one trying to get the seed. So it's time for them to get a little food, too, I guess. Rest of the week, other than Thursday coming up, Saturday we've got a dinner up at Iva's with my old motorcycle group, so we'll be doing that. Got my granddaughter's soccer game on Saturday. Don't know the time yet. If it's a makeup game from last week, it'll be at noon. If it's the regular schedule game, it'll be at 10, so we'll wait and see to what we do there. But other than that, that's about all I've got. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. I'll be here at the end for the report. 73, everyone. We'll catch everyone next week. KC8YDF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the birds are very, very active. I got a number of birdhouses around here, and I set my laser boy today. I could actually see the front of two of them and the birds in and out of them for quite a lot. I've got a suet feeder that I put out, and that's been real active with, it's funny because I put stuff in it look out there during the day, and I don't never see anything on it. But then come the next morning, everything is gone. And I know the squirrels I get on my head. I got them squirrel-proof. I've been able to squirrel-proof my bird feeder and my suet feeder, so that's a good part. But I looked out there yesterday, and I had two red-headed woodpeckers on the suet block. So I know what's going on. Now they're probably eating it at night rather during the day. So that's the what's happening here. Just as long as they don't eat me out of house and home, Ron. This is WAGW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, the Monday Night Net. Mini KDAPAZ, you're up and stand by, Tom.
Well, good evening again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, the guy that mowed my lawn last year, he stopped in and wanted to know if I wanted him to mow it again this year. And I says, oh, yeah. He said, I'll be down back about 2 weeks. So he'll be back here about 2 weeks to mow my lawn. So by then, it'll really need it. Other than that, not much going on. Like I said, I'm working on another puzzle, and I got one more to do after that. So I'll probably have to go buy me some more. I bought these ones at Menards, so they're pretty good puzzles. Anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KDAPAZ back to WAPW.
Okay, real good there, man. Yeah, I've seen the puzzles at the Menards, so that's good. Tom, NADUI, and then we go down to Mike, EDQ. Go ahead there, Tom.
Hey, Dave, thanks. This is an AEUI. Dave, you're a couple steps ahead of me right now. I haven't even contemplated with our camper. It's still covered up, so hopefully next week or two we'll get the more consistent warm weather. My wife and I will climb up on the roof and detach it and drive and slide it off the camper and then dig out in the driveway and fold it up and put it away for the summer. Because I still have to get a couple of anode rods for the water heater, sacrificial rods, and I'm going to get a couple of water filters, too. I always change the water filter every year, and the anode rod, it's not completely dissolved, but I should replace it anyway because I don't want to have to replace it midsummer if I don't have to, but we'll get it uncovered yet in the next couple weeks or so, get ready for camping season. Let's see what else. Our granddaughter, I believe she's coming over on Thursday, Friday. She has Friday off. Her mother's a teacher, and I guess the kids have in Midland. Midland School District has in-service day for the teachers. So I guess she's going to be coming over Friday, Saturday, and we'll take her back home on Sunday. So looking forward to that. We haven't seen her. We've seen her, but she hasn't been hanging out with us since Christmas, so we kind of miss her, so we're going to have her stay with us for a few days this week, and let's see what else. That's about it. I 3D printed a, let me break real quick. I 3D printed the Burg Theater also with a camera on it, so I'm kind of chomping the bit here. I want to get it set up, but trying to find a place that's not near any trees, so the squirrels don't get at it. So I think we've got a place over in the corner of our fence. It's out of the way of trees, but it's not too far away, so the Wi-Fi camera will work with the router system in the house. We can still see the birds. But I still have to put some kind of a cover below the fence so the squirrels can't crawl up, because it's going to be on a wood fence post, and the squirrels will climb up on it for sure. So I got to put some kind of a shield below the feeder. I don't have to worry about anything above, because like I said, there's no trees near the feeder, and it can't jump from any other nearby trees, so I think we're okay there. So just got to put some kind of a shield below the feeder, and I'm going to take the camera out probably tomorrow and just kind of take it out to where I want to put it and see if there's a good connection, good wireless connection, so we can see the birdies feed. So my wife's getting kind of anxious for that too, because she's a bird feeder near the house. But this, like I said, this is going to have a camera on so you can see it from a distance, so hopefully it'll work out. So anyway, that's all I got to say on this end. Hope to see everybody at the Thursday night's meeting. And so until then, everybody have a good week. And enjoy the warmer weather. I think it's supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow, something like that. And no rain until like late Thursday, early Friday. So enjoy the week, and hopefully you'll see us like I said, Thursday. And so everybody have a good week, and until we talk again next Monday. So NAEUI, 673, good night, everybody.
Okay, real good there, Tommy. Fortunately, my RV, the water heater I got, it does not use the sacrificial rod. There's two different types, and it's whatever what the inside of the water heater is made of or whatever, but the one that I've got does not use the rod, so I don't have to change it. I know on the other one, on my other camper, I had to change it every year, so it did that. So this one here, you don't. And, yeah, the... I got my fingers crossed on the Cadillac one. We looked at some videos on Facebook today. Fortunately, I was going to pick a campsite along the channel, but I decided not to do that when I made my reservations. I made the reservations a couple months ago. We took the one in the middle of the campground, and I've seen the videos on Facebook. Actually, the channel, the water from the channel is up into the first and probably second row of campgrounds on the north side of the park, and it's actually up on the road going across the road there, going into Cadillac. You can't go into Cadillac going that way. I've seen pictures today that on the south side of the Lake Cadillac. Going into Cadillac, the water is up to the road. In some places it's on the road. There's a guy had a dash cam video going through it, and he was had splashing water in a few places, not real deep, but it was still there. Anyway, let's go to Mike, KFADDQ. You're up. Stand by, Jeff.
WADW, KFADDQ. Yeah, thanks again for doing the net, and I don't really have anything other to report than what I already have. So I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll catch you all next time. KFA EDQ, back to net control, 7-3, everyone.
Okay, real good there, Mike. It'll be interesting to hear your stories here in a couple of weeks. So 7-3, see you. Have a good time, and be safe. Jeff, KCI, you're up, and stand by Bob. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Dave, and, it'll be interesting. I see the park. I was looking at Cadillac myself for the swap weekend, but I hit the KOA because I see all the water on the other side. So shoot me a text whichever way you're looking, and maybe we can... Maybe we can actually be camping partners and neighbors, so you just never know. But, other than that, hopefully the weekend becomes dry, and we get enough dryness this week so I can at least get out there and get something going. Other than that, that's probably about it for tonight. Other than that, Rick, yes, I have a rat tail, but I run all the time, and it programs pretty easy. I mean, once you figure it out, it seems to work pretty good, so I like it, and it makes it a lot easier to carry around with me if I do the crossband repeater too with the old Elenco here, so that works. Okay, guys, 73s, and I'll see you Thursday for the meeting, and other than that, we'll send it back to Dave. This is Dave KCI, I hope you clear.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. 73 Stan, have a good one. Yeah, and we will probably see you Thursday. That's the plans. And about the camping, we'll definitely talk about that. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by DRC. Go ahead there, Bob.
WDW, that's NAKPR. Yeah, not much else to add. I found a way to maybe get some help from Balthang anyways, but we'll see what happens. Like I said, not much else to add. At least it's not going to rain for a while, so it's supposed to be around 72 degrees tomorrow. That works for me. But other than that, thanks for doing that, Dave. Hey, Mike, have fun in Spain there. My one daughter's been there like half a dozen times for different reasons. Every other year she teaches Spanish, and every other year she'd take her Spanish class, the seniors, take them to Spain, and Madrid was usually the place they went, so it's quite interesting, and they always had a good time. But thanks for doing that, Dave, and synergies, everybody, have a great week. I'm back to Net Control, WADW, NAKPR.
Okay, real good, Bob. Let's go to KFA. DRC, I'll be at the bottom of the list then. Go ahead.
KFA, DRC, yes. Hi, Dave, thank you for running the net. And not much really to report here, except tomorrow they say it's going to be warm in the 67. So we'll see. Tonight frosting, tomorrow 67. I don't know what kind of weather is that. I guess Mother Nature, one day up, one day down. Anyhow. That's for Mike. Mike, have a good vacation there in Spain, and have a good time. Don't sleep. Go all over Spain. You'll see a lot of different. And have a good time. And thank you again for running the net, Dave. KF8, DRC.
Yeah, okay, real good. Noticed the National Weather Service in the northwest has the winter storm warnings out there with possibility of 5 feet of snow. So they can keep that all out there. It's a good thing we're here in Michigan, at least at least down here. I did see some pictures of the ice still on the lakes up in the northern part of Michigan, up in the UP, so they still got snow. And I think I read yesterday, Tuckwaddon Falls, the water coming over Tuckwaddon Falls is 35,000 gallons a second, so a lot of water. Okay, it's WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net tonight? Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any other comments? Anyone that would like to make another comment or announcement, please go ahead.
You can put me in now, Dave. KBSWR.
Okay, thank you very much there, Mr. Jeff. And we got you in as in and out. And 73C, have a good one. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
I am ready, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 125, routine, from my station, Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey, figures 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, April, figures 20, going to your station, Ron Hus, KCYVF, break. The letter group, Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday net check-ins, figures 14, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 50 minutes, break. Signed, Dave, WADW, NOR.
Okay, Dave, got the net report. Thank you for doing the net this evening, and we'll hopefully see you on Thursday. KCYVF clear.
Yeah, I sort of got hung up in a lazy boy. I looked at the clock. Holy cow, I got to get downstairs. And I got down here, and you'd already started. So anyway, thanks for taking the initial start up, and 73, catch you later down the log. KCYVF, WADW out.
Flood warning. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood warning. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Flood warning. Flood warning.